Today is the 11th day of April. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. And welcome to the end, the conclusion of another of the weeks of the year, of the journey that we spend together. And so, well, it's our custom. We huddle up here and look back now. We had a brand new week a week ago, but here we are at the end of that week. And we looked out over it. Now we reflect back at the peaks and valleys, the victories and challenges, and kind of reflect on maybe where we could grow. And that is how we become self-aware. And that is how the inner work of the inner life begins. And that is the work that God does in our lives. So we reflect back. Hope it's been a good week. My weeks are always good and challenging. And there's always, you know, things that could have been handled better. But looking at them, well, I mean, that's what helps us become aware of them. So I'm glad to be here with you today as we conclude another week. We are just getting into the book of Joshua. Today, as we end this week, something very, very important is about to happen. We have been working our way toward this mythic land of promise. Since Genesis, we have been following this story. Finally, we get to cross the Jordan and go into the promised land. Today, Joshua chapters 3 and 4. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and he and all the sons of Israel set out from Shittim and came to the Jordan, and they lodged there before they crossed. Now it happened that at the end of 3 days, the officers went through the midst of the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh your God, with the Levitical priests carrying it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. However, there shall be between you and it a distance of about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you shall go, for you have not passed this way before." Then Joshua said to the people, "Set yourselves apart as holy, for tomorrow Yahweh will do wondrous deeds among you." And Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, "Carry the Ark of the Covenant and cross over ahead of the people." So they carried the Ark of the Covenant and went ahead of the people. Then Yahweh said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that, just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. Moreover, you shall command the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, saying, 'When you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan.'" Then Joshua said to the sons of Israel, "Come near and hear the words of Yahweh your God." And Joshua said, "By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will assuredly dispossess from before you the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Hivite, the Perizzite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over ahead of you into the Jordan. So now, take for yourselves 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man for each tribe. And it will be that when the soles of the feet of the priests who carry the Ark of Yahweh, the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the waters of the Jordan will be cut off, and the waters which are flowing down from above will stand in one heap." So it happened that when the people set out from their tents to cross the Jordan, with the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant before the people, And when those who carried the ark came into the Jordan, and the feet of the priests carrying the ark were dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks all the days of harvest, the waters which were flowing down from above stood and rose up in one heap, a great distance away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, and those which were flowing down toward the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, were completely cut off. So the people crossed opposite Jericho, and the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all Israel crossed on dry ground until all the nation had completed crossing the Jordan. Now it happened, when all the nation had completed crossing the Jordan, then Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, "Take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from each tribe, and command them, saying, 'Carry for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priests' feet are standing firm, and carry them over with you, and lay them down in the lodging place where you will lodge tonight.'" So Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the sons of Israel, one man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, "Cross again before the ark of Yahweh your God into the middle of the Jordan, and each of you carry a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel, in order that this would be a sign among you, so that when your children ask later, saying, 'What do these stones mean to you?' then you shall say to them, 'Because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off.' So these stones shall become a memorial to the sons of Israel forever." Thus, the sons of Israel did as Joshua commanded, and carried 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, just as Yahweh spoke to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. And they carried them over with them to the lodging place and laid them down there. But Joshua set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan, at the place where the feet of the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant were standing, and they are there to this day. Now the priests who carried the Ark were standing in the middle of the Jordan until everything was completed that Yahweh had commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses had commanded Joshua. And the people hurried and crossed. And it happened, when all the people had completed crossing, that the Ark of Yahweh and the priests crossed before the people. And the sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh crossed over in battle array before the sons of Israel, just as Moses had spoken to them. About 40,000 equipped for war crossed for battle before Yahweh to the desert plains of Jericho. On that day, Yahweh magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, so that they feared him, just as they had feared Moses all the days of his life. Then Yahweh said to Joshua, "Command the priests who carry the Ark of the Testimony that they come up from the Jordan." So Joshua commanded the priests, saying, "Come up from the Jordan." So it happened, when the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh had come up from the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up to the dry ground, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and went over all its banks as before. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th of the first month and camped at Gilgal on the eastern edge of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they had taken from the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. Then he said to the sons of Israel, "When your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, 'What do these stones mean?' then you shall make your children know, saying, 'Israel crossed this Jordan on dry land. For Yahweh your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed, just as Yahweh your God had done to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed, that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of Yahweh is strong, so that you may fear Yahweh your God forever. Luke 14:7-35. And he was telling a parable to the uninvited guests when he noticed how they were picking out the places of honor at the table, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not recline at the place of honor, lest someone more highly regarded than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this man,' and then in shame you proceed to occupy the last place. But when you are invited, go and recline at the last place, so that when the one who has invited you comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will have honor in the sight of all who recline at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." And he also went on to say to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return, and that will be your repayment. But when you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, since they do not have the means to repay you, for it will be repaid to you at the resurrection of the righteous." But when one of those who were reclining at the table with him heard this, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." And he said to him, "A man was giving a big dinner, and he invited many. And at the dinner hour, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first one said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land and I need to go out and look at it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another one said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to try them out. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another one said, 'I have married a wife, and for that reason I cannot come.' And when the slave came back, he reported these things to his master. Then the head of the household became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' And the slave said, 'Master, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the slave, 'Go out into the highways and along the fences and compel them to come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste of my dinner.' Now many crowds were going along with him, and he turned and said to them, 'If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Lest when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who observe it begin to ridicule him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." Or what king, when he sets out to meet another king in battle, will not first sit down and consider whether he is strong enough with 10,000 men to encounter the one coming against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So then, none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions. Therefore, salt is good, but if even salt has become tasteless, with what will it be seasoned? It is useless either for the soil or for the manure pile. It is thrown out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Psalm 80. O God, restore us. For the choir director, El Shoshanim, Edut of Asaph, a psalm. O shepherd of Israel, give ear. You who guide Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned above the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us. O God, restore us, and cause your face to shine upon us, that we would be saved. O Yahweh, God of hosts, how long will you smolder against the prayer of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears, and you have made them to drink tears in large measure. You set us as an object of strife to our neighbors, and our enemies mock us among themselves. O God of hosts, restore us, and cause your face to shine upon us, that we might be saved. You removed a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations, and then you planted it. You cleared the ground before it, and it took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, and the cedars of God with its boughs. It sent out its branches to the sea, and its shoots to the river. Why have you broken down its hedges, so that all who pass that way pick its fruit? A boar from the forest devours it, and whatever moves in the field feeds on it. O God of hosts, return now, we beseech you. Look down from heaven and see and visit this vine, even the sapling which your right hand has planted, and on the son whom you have strengthened for yourself. It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your face. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. O Yahweh, God of hosts, restore us. Cause your face to shine upon us, that we might be saved. Proverbs 12, 27 and 28. A slack-handed man does not roast his prey, but the wealth of a man is precious for the diligent. In the path of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for another week. And as we reflect back on this week, we invite your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all the things that we need to reflect on as we continue to observe ourselves, be aware of ourselves and our interaction and weight upon the world. We pray the psalm today, revive us, and we will call upon your name. Restore us. Cause your face to shine upon us, that we might be saved. We are grateful to have this time in your presence. We ask that you plant these words deep into the soil of our lives. Lead us into all truth as we move toward the new week. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are Homebase. So be familiar with Homebase. been saying the last couple of days, very soon, brand new home base is coming, but being familiar with home base as it transitions is important. Download the app if you don't have it, so that as the update comes, it'll just be able to happen for you, and we'll be able to move in together as we continue this journey across a year. So be ready for that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you deeply, humbly, profoundly. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you hit the hotline button in the app from anywhere you are in the world, anytime. That is the little red button up at the top, where you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good day, brothers and sisters. This is Casey, the single-minded plumber. I wanted to call in today for Wes for your upcoming heart surgery. I want to pray for a successful surgery, wonderful talent from the doctors, and speedy recovery for you. For Eddie C., I want to pray for you for a new home, one without a bunch of crazy folks living in it, and from complete freedom from anything that haunts you in your past. For David from Florida, I would wish upon you clarity for your walk with Christ and then all the good things that are going to follow. Ryan from Florida, healing from any kind of mental disorders that are plaguing you, and complete peace in your heart. You're not a monster. God says only good things about you. Just listen to God. And happy 25th anniversary, Slave of Jesus. God bless all you guys. I love you. Have a great day.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Barbara from South Florida. I wanted to call in today after listening to the April 7th reading. I heard a message from Sandra. Sandra, I wanted to let you know that you are not alone. I myself went through this during the pandemic. I was at a loss. I was laid off, did not have, continued to apply to positions, and was not able to find employment on my own. I did turn to God, very much so during this time, spend very quiet times with Him, and I did receive a message to not despair. I am asking you, sister, do not despair. Continue to read His word and trust in Him that He will bring you out of this. I am going to include you in my prayers. I will continue to pray for you. Please call back and let us know how you're doing. Thank you.
Terry from Ohio, this is Deb in Texas. And I wanted to let you know you're not alone, and I'm praying for you. Although I can never know your feelings and the emotions and what you're going through at the loss of your husband, because each of us deal differently with this, but I can speak of my own loss when I lost my husband. I know how difficult it was for me. There were times I couldn't even feel like I could take another breath. The pain was so great. I didn't know how I was going to get through the next second or minute, but God. You'll never forget your husband because you loved him so much. God loves you more. And lean into that and know that your husband's with Jesus. Over time, it has gotten a little easier, but I've never forgotten. I think of my husband every day. I still break down and cry from day to day. But know when you're walking through this valley of the shadow of death that the Lord is with you and He will carry you through. I thank God every day that I had the daily audio Bible that I could listen to because I live alone and my daughter is hundreds of miles away. So very alone. And knowing the presence of family was wonderful. I listened to Christian music and turned praise music on and got in the Word just so I could feel that attachment to Jesus and just a constant reminder He's walking through this with me. Know you are loved and being prayed for. You will get through this. You'll never forget. But please call back in. You are loved, and I'll be praying for you as well as the DAB.
Hello there, DAB family. This is Sherry down in Florida, and I just was listening to the prayers from March 29th, and I don't even call in very often, but I heard Eddie C. call in a praise report that he got a job. Eddie, we've been praying for you, so many of us, and what came on my mind the moment that you said, you know, you got this really great job, but your mind is going in a bad direction. You're having a difficult time with your depression. What came into my mind was that right as we get a blessing, right as God answers a prayer, the enemy goes into full-blown attack on our mind. And so I'm just going to encourage you to put on your armor, put on your armor of God, equip yourself with the armor and watch for those attacks and those arrows that the enemy's throwing at you, just to be able to convince you that, no, that's not a blessing from God. No, 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 no. You still don't have a home. You still don't do this. You can't have this. That's the enemy. You have to recognize it and stand up against him and speak the word against him. Speak the truth. Speak what you know. Speak the promises that God's given you. I am more than a conqueror. God is with me. Who can be against me? Just speak the word and fight against that enemy's attacks, because it is a huge blessing. You've been asking for a job and God answered. Praise him and just watch for and expect the next blessings as he continues to come into your mind and lift you up and build you up and prepare you for your home. Praying for you, Eddie C. We love you. Hang in there and enjoy that new job. Rise up and be that warrior for God that we all know that you are. Have a great day, guys.
Good morning, Dabbers. This is QD in PA, and I'm calling in response to Laura from New York, who was calling in for Cowboy. And I just wanted to say that, Laura, you're absolutely right about apologizing to our children. Again, as you mentioned, it's not about the blame game, but it is acknowledging where, you know, we could have done better. And I did do that after listening to Brian and Jill on their anniversary podcast. It touched me so deeply. And I just felt the need to reach out to each of my adult children and let them know that. And needless to say, there wasn't a dry eye in the place, but it really did make a difference in our relationships as far as just taking that step. And I've seen definite improvement with myself and my adult children since then. So I say all this to say, yes, Cowboy, you know, I'm praying for you and you, your relationship with your son. And I echo Laura with just admiring your vulnerability. But yes, taking that step to talk to him and apologize for things that, you know, the things that you acknowledged on the podcast, I think would make a great difference in him. So again, I just pray for all of you and I pray blessings on this community. Thanks again, everyone. Take care. Love you. Bye.
This is Kim from Illinois calling with a praise report for my daughter who has bipolar 1. She had gone off her medication and taken a train from Illinois to New York. And so many horrible things could have happened. And praise to God that she's been kept safe. She was actually hospitalized in New York, and I'm standing looking out a window of a hotel right now, 21 days after, and I'll be picking her up from a hospital where she's received better treatment than she would have in Illinois. She's stabilized, back on her medication. I ask for continued prayer for the road ahead of her. She has quite a bit of pieces to pick up, lost both of her jobs, spent quite a bit of money. She has a strong support system, one remaining friend, hopefully some more. But just God has been with her through the whole way. She is a believer, and I just pray that she ends up with a testimony that just glorifies him in ways we can't even imagine. Just thank you for those who've been praying. Much appreciated.